Hey, Shoni.
Shoni.
Hi, babe.
The Utah Animal Adoption Center will never euthanize, sell, or auction a horse. And that's the same with cats and dogs.
As long as they are here, they have a home here until we find a home for them to be adopted into.
Executive Director Karen Wildfoster says when horses come to the shelter, they can have any number of health problems, but that doesn't mean they can't be adopted.
Sometimes they're malnourished. Some of them have problems with their feet. Some of our horses are rideable. Some are not rideable. Some would make great pasture pals, we call them great friends for other horses.
The Utah Animal Adoption Center has found homes for cats and dogs since 1983, and the equine shelter operating as part of the center has done the same for horses since 2007. Wildfoster says the majority of the 17 horses at the Equine Center have been there since it opened, but more have arrived in recent years. Unfortunately, she says only one horse has been adopted in 2 years, and that's why they'll be closing their gates.
It's really hard for people to be able to take on that responsibility. It's a huge responsibility. It costs a lot to feed a horse, and of course you have to have a special place. It's not like taking in a dog or a cat where you can just have a little space in your house for them. It takes a lot more.
Wildfoster says they get calls from people frequently asking if the shelter will take their horse, and they have to say no. Tracy Bagley is a barn assistant. Like others at the shelter, she speaks bittersweetly about the process unfolding.
I've worked here since October and love all of these beautiful creatures. I'm very fortunate to have got to know them, and I just hope that they all get wonderful homes.
But Wildfoster says keeping the Equine Center open would compromise operations at the dog and cat shelter.
We just absolutely love the horses dearly, but our mission is to be an adoption center and to eliminate the euthanasia of cats and dogs. If we have less funds to do that, there will be more cats and dogs, unfortunately, that we won't be able to take in.
Nikki Seavey is a volunteer at the cat and dog shelter. She says they've seen an increase in people trying to find homes for animals they've had for some time and a decrease in people looking for new animals to add to their home.
You have to think how it affects people who have a home, children, and animals. And sadly, sometimes the first thing to go is the family pet.
Seavey says they need to make sure the animals are healthy and ready to go into a new home.
Every animal needs to be fed, watered, loved, and cared for every day. And that's an expense.
August is the target date for closing the Equine Center, but Wildfoster, caressing the hide of a lovable white horse named Graystroke, says it's not realistic to think they'll adopt out every horse by then. But they will have to start shutting down and letting go of staff. Luckily, she says, they have a good number of people willing to volunteer.
The horses will be here until we find a home for them. That's the main thing. We have the land. It's donated. It doesn't belong to us, but it is here for us to use until we have good homes for all the horses. So there's no doubt about that, huh, Graystoke? Yeah, look what a big boy you are. Look what a good boy you are.
I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.